When it comes to buying furniture for your home or investment property, you really want to avoid making mistakes because one, furniture is a bigger investment and it costs more. And two, it's not easy to change because a lot of furniture is larger in size, which makes it challenging to get rid of and replace. So in this episode, I'm sharing common furniture buying mistakes so that you can avoid them and feel confident making the right decisions buying furniture moving forward. Are you ready? Let's get started. Welcome to Design Your Home, the podcast that helps you design and decorate your home with confidence. I'm your host, award-winning interior designer and real estate investor, Sally Soricelli, here to help you create timeless designs that'll make your home or investment property stand out. Thanks for listening. Well, hey there, and welcome to today's design conversation, which is all about common furniture mistakes that I see around buying and choosing furniture. And these common mistakes will apply for your own home or for furniture for your investment property. Now, furniture costs more, which makes it a bigger decision. So you really don't want to mess it up. And it's also just not convenient to change out furniture. Because it is larger, you can't just throw it in the trash when you want something new, which is why it helps to avoid mistakes when buying it in the first place. So let's dive in and get started. All right, we're going to start with a big one. And the common first mistake is buying matching furniture sets. Yes, that is true. The easiest thing to do isn't always the best thing to do. And that's especially true when it comes to designing our homes or investment properties. Buying matching furniture sets is a big but understandable mistake that I see people make. One of the most common struggles that I hear from potential students and clients is, how do I put it all together? So I get it that it seems like a safe decision to buy a matching furniture set because you're guaranteed that it's all going to work together. But matching furniture sets make a room look flat and, well, kind of boring. Rooms with matching furniture sets lack personality and they feel very cookie cutter. So when it comes to furnishing your home, there's a myth out there that everything has to match. However, the truth is mixing furniture styles can actually breathe life and personality into your space. Now, the worst offenders are matching bedroom sets where you have a matching headboard, two matching nightstands, a wide dresser, and a tall dresser. Everything's matching in the exact same finishes. Another type of set that I want you to avoid that you'll commonly see at discount furniture stores is a living room set with a sofa, a matching love seat, two end tables, and a coffee table. Please don't buy that. I know it can feel tempting, but you're actually going to do yourself a disservice. Now let's talk instead about tips to choosing furniture, and these will help especially if you're a little nervous to mix things up because you are worried about putting it together. So here are some ways that you can use some of a matching set and mix it up. So for the bedroom, skip a matching bedroom set completely. But if this makes you nervous, then I encourage you to start small with using partial matching sets. So in a bedroom, an example to try is a matching headboard and dresser, and then have a pair of matching nightstands that are from a completely different set from the headboard and dresser. So here you've got the headboard and dresser are the same, and then your two nightstands are the same, but they're not all the same set. That's a safe way to do it. Or to have a headboard. Using an upholstered headboard really makes this so easy because it'll match any wood tones. Then have your nightstands, and they can be matching or from the same collection, but they might have different styles. One might be a set of drawers, and one might have more open shelving, but it's the same collection. And then have your dresser be something completely different. That still works with the undertones and the scale and all the things in the room that you need to think about. In a dining room, you could have a matching table and server, like a buffet, and then have your chairs be different, or you could have a matching table and chair set with a different server and buffet. These are great, easy first steps to take. In your living room, it can be a little more complicated, but you could have a matching sofa and love seat. I am perfectly okay with that. In fact, in my own home, I have two matching sofas, and I'm very happy with that. But nothing else in my room is matching. So make sure the other upholstered furniture is different. You can have your end tables be the same, but make sure the coffee table or media cabinet or other furniture is different. All right, let's move on to furniture mistake number two, is not buying durable furniture. Buying less durable furniture is actually a really common mistake, and you might have made it for two reasons. Reason number one is you might see something that you really like and decide to buy it without even thinking or worrying if the fabric or construction is going to last. In this case, usually you don't care about the durability because you like it so much and you plan to be careful with it and enjoy it for as long as it will last. Or the second reason we often ignore durability is because we're shopping for furniture at the lowest cost. We're going for the cheap deal. But many low-end discount furniture isn't known for durability. And if the furniture isn't durable and can't handle a lot of wear and tear, then you'll have to spend more money to replace it. So you might as well have spent that extra money in the first place. Now, I have a friend who has done this multiple times. Her family buys something because they want something new, and they go to the cheaper discount stores looking for great deals. And a year or two later, she's frustrated that the furniture isn't that comfortable, isn't the right size, doesn't look that great, or is getting dirty really quickly. And I'll be honest, I am not surprised at all when I hear any of this. So she moves the furniture to another place in the house, or sometimes tries to get rid of it altogether and sell it online or have a yard sale. And then she's gone out and bought all new furniture. And guess what? In a few years, the same thing happens again. I think literally she's gone through three or four sets of furniture in 9 to 10 years in her living spaces, which is kind of crazy to me. On the other hand, I've had furniture in our current house, which we've lived in now for 10 years, and I've had my living room furniture for 10 years. We even have a sectional upstairs that is close to 20 years, and it's still in great condition. Now, here's the difference. I used durable performance fabrics on my upholstered furnitures, which can be washed easily to maintain. I didn't shop for the cheapest items. I shopped for what I liked the best and what was the most comfortable. And I always prioritize neutral upholstered furniture that will last over time, so I'm not going to tire of it in a couple of years. I'm not going for my reds or my yellows or other sort of interesting but unusual colors. I'm going pretty standard with my neutrals, my whites, my beiges. Now, no, I wouldn't do that in an investment property, but I'm talking about for our own home here. And I didn't have to spend a crazy amount of money to buy these furniture pieces that have now lasted me for years. I might be spending a little bit more for some of these pieces, but the fact that they're lasting so long makes their lifetime value a lot better than if I'm buying less expensive furniture and constantly replacing it. In our investment properties, I get that we are trying to buy things for the least amount of money as possible, but I want to challenge you to, yes, look for the good deal, but also look for the best quality that you can get for different price ranges. If a brand new sofa for $2,000 or $3,000 sounds like a lot of money, and it very well could be, then a great place to look is like a Facebook marketplace where somebody else has spent $2,000 to $3,000, maybe ended up not liking the furniture or wanted to change it, and you can get that for just a fraction of the cost. So I want you to get the better quality furniture that you really like and that's going to look really good and feel really comfortable, and try to get it at the best price. If you shoot for the cheapest furniture you can buy, then you're going to get the cheapest furniture and it's not going to last. All right, let's move on to mistake number three when buying furniture. And this is a big one. And this is ignoring who will use the furniture. And I want you to be really realistic about this. You need to really evaluate who is going to be using this furniture and this space. This is especially true for investment properties like Airbnbs or furnished month-to-month rentals like midterm rental properties. But it's equally true for families with children or pets. The truth is that some people are just harder on homes than others. They aren't as careful or gentle with spaces. So please make sure to factor that in when shopping for furniture. For homeowners, here are a few questions to ask yourself, and I want you to be really honest here. If you're not honest, then you could end up saying, oh, sure, my family would be great with that. And then it gets ruined, and then in a year or two, you have to replace it. So homeowners, I want you to think really carefully about the answers to these questions. Do you have pets? Do you allow pets on your furniture? Do you have children? And do your children usually eat at the table or do they eat in the living areas? Are they going to be on these sofas and upholstered furniture pieces? The same goes for art and colors. Are your kids getting the permanent markers and the paint in your living room where they potentially could ruin your furniture? Do you allow shoes in the house? If your kids are outside playing in the mud and then they run right inside and jump on your sofa like it's a trampoline, well, guess what's going to happen? Your sofa's going to get beat up and it's going to get ruined. And then one time when you try to sell it, you're likely not going to get as much money for it because nobody wants an old, dirty, beat up sofa. I do not mean to sound harsh here. I am being the most clear and direct, which to me is the best way to operate. I have actually had clients who say, look, we're really hard on furniture. They know this about it. So I immediately think, all right, I don't want to put silks. I'm 100% putting durable performance fabrics. I'm going to specify materials that are easy to clean. Now, moving on to my real estate investor listeners, I'm going to tell it to you straight. I want you to choose durable furniture with performance fabrics. And this is really a non-negotiable. You can choose not to listen to this, but you're going to run the risk of having to replace that furniture time and time again. Because we can't control in our investment properties how they're acting. Are they taking their shoes off? Are they allowing pets on the furniture if you allow them in your property? Are they eating on your sofas? Are they spilling on your sofas? We just don't have a say in that. So do yourself a favor and choose that durable furniture. In my own personal home, I have white sofas. And yes, we've had them for almost 10 years. And guess what? They're still white. But in my midterm rental, I would never use white sofas. Instead, we have a beautiful smoky blue sofa instead. And yes, in both homes, we have performance fabrics, which are very durable and stain resistant, and I highly recommend. As an interior designer, I get to go to a lot of interesting trainings. And one time I was at a presentation from a fabric company, and they were showing off their new performance fabrics. And here they were pouring red wine on a white sofa fabric. And I think every designer in the room was literally squinting their eyes and just saying, oh my gosh, please don't stain. Please don't stain. And sure enough, that stain came right out. I could not believe it. Performance fabrics are all different, but if you get a good one, then yes, you're just doing yourself a big favor in terms of stain resistant. Because the truth is, in investment properties, your guests aren't going to be as careful with your home as you would be. So make sure to use performance fabrics and be cautious with lighter furniture pieces. All right, let's move on to mistake number 4, which is buying the cheapest furniture. I know. You definitely want to get the best deals, and I want you to get the best deals and get the most bang for your buck when you're furnishing your home. And if you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, then you know that I'm a big believer that design is for everyone in all price ranges. Everybody deserves to live and have a beautiful home, whether it's your own home or your investment property. But I don't recommend buying the cheapest furniture around. And why is that? Cheap furniture is often made with low quality fabrics, low quality foams, and low quality finishes. A sign of low quality furniture, which is one that I think is always very difficult, is when you buy furniture that only has one side of cushions. You might see Velcro on the other side, which means you can never flip this over if it gets a stain on it. So whenever you're shopping for furniture, And if this is for your investment property and you are really looking for the best deals on Amazon or Wayfair, make sure that that furniture, sofa, cushion can flip over. You want to get two sides out of it for that price. Another thing with this low quality furniture is you get low quality fabrics. These are not usually washable, and so dirt shows really easily. In fact, years ago, I bought some linen-like kitchen stools from World Market. They were affordable. They were great when we first moved into our house with younger children. But over the years, the two stools that my kids used, well, it was actually kind of embarrassing. I'm not even kidding. They got beat up. The linen fabric looked amazing when it was new. But the minute water hits it, like many common inexpensive linen fabrics, whenever you try to clean it, it'll leave this brown ring mark around it. And then over time, it'll just look dirtier and dirtier and dingy and worn down, which is exactly what happened to our kitchen stools. Now, I originally bought them because they looked good. They were inexpensive at the time, but the fabric didn't hold up at all. And so finally, we replaced them, which is a big relief because they were a little bit embarrassing over time. So again, if you get these inexpensive, low quality linens, then they don't like to get wet. And so if you ever get a little watermark or a stain on it and you try to wash it, you actually make it worse by creating this brown ring around it. Trust me and learn from my experience, that's not what you want. And the other thing is with these lower quality foams you'll see with your cheaper furniture. They're just not going to hold up very well. You're going to get that indentation and sagging. So it does help you in the long run to invest a little more and get a better quality item that you'll get a few more years out of. All right, that wraps up another design conversation here at Design Your Home. And I'd like to ask you a quick favor to please leave a review for this podcast. It only takes 1 minute of your time to leave a 5-star review and to subscribe to this podcast, but it makes a huge difference in how many people we can reach who are just like you and want to design and decorate your home or investment property with confidence. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next week. Have a great day.